want to talk to you about channeling. Do you believe in it? Do you believe you can channel a song or a book? I mean, have you ever thought about that? Maybe you are creative. I mean, have you ever... It's like someone said to me one time, they said, you know, the best songs are written in 5 minutes. And this is probably true. Now, the question is, did you write that song or was it channeled to you? I don't know. And I have experienced channeling. Now, okay, someone might want to talk about the muse. The muse is upon you. Robert Burns, the poet, he often talked about the muse. A lot of poets do. The muse is upon you. And you know when the muse is upon you because it comes so fast that you couldn't even write it down that fast. I've experienced it. And I experienced it in the weirdest, it just came out of the blue. I was, whatever I was doing. And I believe I channeled my own ancestor. And a play came out of it, and the play is Injustice at Sankar Peel. Sankar. It's hard to explain that to you. So I wrote this play, Sankar. It's a place in Scotland, in the borders. It's spelled S-E-N. Q-U-H-A-R. So quite a strange name, you know, Sankar. You say it like Sankar. So, Injustice at Sankar Peel. And a peel is a castle. An old type of fortress or castle. And what's amazing about this, this is what I'm talking about, the actual channeling bit of this. I didn't know some of this stuff. I couldn't honestly say that I had this in my, like, I could just go and say, okay, I've studied that, I know this, I know that. You know, how you do know stuff. Some of the detail in the actual play that just flowed to me was things beyond my learning at that time. And obviously, you know, I would research them and discover they were absolutely true. And these people existed and stuff like that. And that. So that was one of the weirdest experiences I've ever had when I was trying to write. I do write short stories, stuff like that. And this was a play. I didn't know it was going to be a play. The play wrote itself. What do I mean it wrote itself? Well, it was coming to me so fast that I couldn't write it down. So what I did instead was I got my pearl corder and I went for a walk and I just dictated the whole play to my pearl corder. And then I went home and I listened to it and typed it out. And what was amazing is it was almost like a first draft. The draft was like, as going from there to my keyboard was like a first draft. Perfect. I believe I channeled my ancestor. He had a story to tell because he suffered a terrible injustice and came to, you know, suffered a terrible fate also. You know, if you start visiting these places, you know, and you can really channel. I went and meditated. I've talked about this. Ancient tumuli, castles, places where my family had experiences, that you had lived, and all that stuff. But in this case, it came totally out of the blue. And when the muse came to me, I just couldn't fight it, and I knew I had to get it down as fast as possible. I'm not going to punt my book, but it's on Amazon, my play, Injustice at Sankar Peel. And just recently, I had someone contact me about a small amateur dramatics company. And they asked me how much it would be to perform it. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll toss you for it. I said, flip the coin. And I said, oh, you're in luck. So because basically, those guys don't have any money. They're doing it for the love of the art for art's sake. And I said, the only payment would be a reading of my play. I would want to listen to you perform on it. You could do me a reading, I'd be more than happy. But it's interesting. I don't know if Hollywood will ever pick it up. But as I say, it was channeled to me. Is it my story? Is it my play? Don't know. For some reason, that ancestor decided to drop it on me. Just dropped it on me. That was it. So, Can you channel someone? Can you channel the dead? There's been other people who talked about things like this in the past. One woman, apparently, she wrote books and everything, claiming she was channeling someone else. True? But water now to wash down my whiskey. So that was an interesting story about channeling. It's something that I would have been skeptical about 2 years ago. So it actually happened to me. And as I say, it's about the muse. So, you know, if you've ever tried writing or writing a song or a play or a book, just maybe. But, you know, channeling. What's interesting about that play is in the play, he actually talks about the White Lady. Obviously, you know, the character, when he's in the cell, he meets the ghost. Bit Shakespearean, I felt. So there you are. And they have a little talk conversation there. Very interesting. But what I think the most important bit about that story is, I didn't know a lot of this. Do you know what I mean? It's like, so either my subconscious knew a lot of stuff I didn't know I knew, or I was getting it handy to me. So that's something to think about. And I've had the same thing with songs. I've written some songs just recently. Kind of sad, really. My father wrote a song 2 years ago. a long time ago, actually. And he always felt it was just too country. You know, he's like, you know, this song's too country. That was his problem with it. And, you know, he said, how can you write a song about Scotland and it's just too country? And he thought, that's not a good song. He wrote a lot of good songs. Trust me, he wrote a lot of good songs. But this one, decided it was too country. They kind of put it aside. Good lyrics. The tune was a bit country. And, you know, he just felt it wasn't a good one. So, I decided to... my father passed on not too long ago. I decided to rewrite the song. And make it country. And I turned it into a song about Texas. And it works. So all I need now is Willie or someone to pick my song up. My dad's song. And we're in business. It's a great song. And it's a really good song. But, you know, that's interesting. Because that's like almost like channeling a little bit. So looking at it now, I think it was always meant to be a country song. So quite interesting. Kind of channeling. You know, we talked about a few things again. A bit happier than, you know, less eerie things to keep you awake. But the wind seems to have died down now. I'm not hearing it in the rafters like I was. That's quite a freaky experience. Talked about knocking. I was in my last video about my friend's place where the he'd get used to the knocking in the walls. Quite strange. Yeah, I mean, how can you get used to that? It, like one of those things, almost like a white noise. But the white noise is something ghostly. I think point is, about ghosts, making peace with them, learning to live with them, kind of important. That's something I meant to say the other day, going back a couple of videos, talking about a particular place. This is a freaky thing. I said, you know, in Scotland we have a belief in not just ghosts but demons in some places, demonic forces. And I have certainly one weird experience. And it was late at night. I was coming home from a friend's. I was coming home, and very dark place. There's no street light. The street lights end there. At the town, and then you know you've got a couple of miles to walk with no street lights or whatever. When you're 17 or 18, you don't care about these things. I still don't. I love it. I love the dark. You know, the noises of the night are interesting. You hear birds and kinds of things. But this particular night, there was something wrong. And I felt uncomfortable. The woodland to my left. As I walked along the road this way, the road to my right. You hear a lot of rustling noises in there. I stepped onto the road, but it seemed to be getting closer to me. And I think I challenged it. Shouted a few things at it, and it came out of wherever, you know, and this is where it got freaky. We're talking about large pine trees, you know, quite large. Whole plantation, let's say they were maybe 20 years old, those trees. I saw the trees actually moving. Actually, wherever that was in there, the trees moved as it rushed towards me. And I just ran. I just thought, to heck with this, I'm just gone. And there was a place opposite, Aldi village thing, and I just ran in there. You know, and kind of hid out at the phone box, watching this thing. And it just went quiet. Nothing. So how I try and rationalize that to myself was, oh, maybe it was a herd of deer that came down from the mountain. But the funny thing is, a herd of deer would not move trees, would not bend trees over. This thing was big, it was running at me, and it was like a demon. I say that's a demonic place. Often heard a few stories about that place. Not a place to be hanging around at night. And that, oddly enough, if you watch my other video, is where I saw my angel. The angel was on the other side of the road. Very close. Very, very close. Now, that story should have tied into my angel story, because it's the same area, but it got out of my mind. But there, you've heard it now, and it's just that was a queer experience. So I kind of got to the phone box. And then this guy came along, and he said to me, a bit late to be hanging around here. And I tried to explain to him the story. He said, what have you been drinking? I said, nothing. It's nothing. This thing is just, you know, weird. Weird. Very, very creepy place. Very creepy. I think we're done for sleep well.